Welcome to the Franchise Hounds podcast. I'm Greg Macchia, a certified franchise consultant. Thanks for joining me as I interview franchise industry pros to dissect, explore, and discover franchise ownership. Joining me today is Laura Alexander. Laura is the VP of Franchise Development with Senior Care Authority. Senior Care Authority is an award-winning brand that offers elder care consulting. Senior Placement provides assistance to help identify the best location for seniors to live and be cared for at no additional cost to families. This unique service simplifies the otherwise daunting process of looking for assisted living and other care services, saving families time and money while helping to eliminate the stresses associated with this type of transition. I hope you enjoy today's discussion with Laura Alexander from Senior Care Authority. Laura, welcome to Franchise Hounds. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm really excited to talk to you today about Senior Care Authority and learn more about this opportunity, particularly because it's in a category that comes up all the time with candidates, and that's, you know, the senior services. And we haven't had any brands on the show yet that are in that space.
Well, that's awesome. So I'm a first. I'm honored.
No pressure.
Right? Exactly. So great.
I've heard this market opportunity described as the silver tsunami, you know, with 10,000 baby boomers turning 65 every day in the country. So maybe a good place to start would be if you could talk a little bit about the market and the market size.
Yeah, sure. Of course. So, you know, the senior care industry is one that is booming with opportunity, no pun intended. And, you know, it's a unique time in our country for the senior care market because we have the baby boomers who are increasing the population over 65, literally every day. 10,000 baby boomers turn 65 in our country every single day. Boomers are born between 1946 and 1964. And in 2010, that generation reached the age of 65, and they will continue to turn 65, the 10,000 boomers a day, through 2030. So that's going to look like by 2030, even 2034, I want to give you this data point. By 2034, nearly one quarter of our population will be over 65, and that's compared to 12.4% in 2000. Okay, so it's almost doubling. And so that really provides that opportunity for a demographic that needs services, not only right now, but in 2030 through the decade 2040. You know, this is going to be around for quite a while. 70% of those over 65 will require some type of long-term care services in their lifetime. So that's really, you know, an opportunity in franchising. It's always timing, right? Or any business for that matter. It's always timing of the market. And, you know, this is the best time for senior care in the United States and certainly globally. But, you know, as far as the baby boomers go, it really provides that opportunity right now. And it's a seize the moment kind of thing.
Those numbers are incredible. And under this larger umbrella of senior services, there's kind of different offerings. You know, the one that comes up a lot and probably a lot of people are familiar with is the in-home senior care piece. And that's where, you know, services send, you know, a nurse or, you know, a CNA out into someone's home. But I know that there's a lot of national competition in that space. I mean, I believe, you know, in the FranServ portfolio, I think there's 30 franchises that offer some type of in-home care, either medical or non-medical. And that's not what you guys do. You know, more specifically, you guys offer senior care placement, right?
Well, we do provide senior care placement. So let me clarify that point. So in the senior category, you know, you have in-home care or mobility products, ambulatory services. We fall under senior placement assistance. But what's unique about Senior Care Authority is we're not just a placement assistance company. We are trying to trailblaze the industry. Well, let me rephrase that. We're trailblazing the category of senior placement assistance by reshaping it to our business model, which is we are an elder care consulting business model with an emphasis on senior placement assistance. So that's a different vantage point than just placement assistance. And, you know, if you want, I can explain, you know, how those two revenue streams shape up for us.
Yeah, that would be great. I had noticed that Senior Care Authority is the only brand in our portfolio that offers this elder care consulting. So I definitely wanted to get into that and how it differs or how placement falls under that.
Yeah. So going back to, we are an elder care consulting business model with an emphasis on senior placement assistance. And I mentioned, you know, two revenue streams. So essentially what we are doing with our franchisees is teaching them two roles. The first role is to be a senior placement advisor, and that falls in the placement assistance, where that franchise owner is providing a no-fee service to a family and their loved one, and they're helping the family with transitioning that loved one into the next level of care, specifically the assisted living industry. Okay. So the assisted living industry is that encompasses assisted living communities, memory care communities, which are dedicated to those who have some form of dementia or Parkinson's, that kind of thing, and then independent living or senior housing. So this falls into the non-medical arena. And when people transition into a community within the assisted living industry, they're doing it private pay. And so the folks who transition to an assisted living community are those communities that I just talked about are the only ones that pay out a placement fee. Okay. So there's sort of that specialized area of our assisted living industry that pays out placement fees for senior placement advisors who refer clients in. So that's the senior placement area. Now, we added an additional revenue stream, which is elder care consulting. We did this several years ago. We've been doing elder care consulting for about 5 years, and we teach our franchisees how to be an elder care consultant. So the two roles, senior placement advisor and elder care consultant. But what is the reason for an elder care consultant? Okay. So I talked about senior placement assistance or being a senior placement advisor as a specific area. You know, our franchisees are working with a client, transitioning him into a community. Okay. And I just defined those communities. So consulting. Okay. So we teach our franchisees to be not only a senior placement advisor, but an elder care consultant. So what is the need for elder care consulting? Well, there's all these other areas that the family might need guidance. And that's where an elder care consulting service starts. So, you know, kind of circling back to, we are an elder care consulting business model with an emphasis on senior placement assistance. How we view working with or our franchisees who are working with clients, how we view their role in the in that process is that when they meet with a client, the first thing that they do is an assessment of the overall situation. Okay, so that particular family may need a placement service. They may need to transition their loved one into a community, but they may need other areas. Okay. And so that's where, you know, our franchisees really look at the overall landscape of what's going on with that senior. Maybe that senior is needing to move to a community, but perhaps there is a need for in-home care temporarily until, you know, they can get the loved one into an assisted living community. So our franchisees might help with getting the in-home care provider set up. And maybe they do that for 90 days and then transition into a community. So we have a program under Elder Care Consulting for doing an in-home care evaluation and a stay-at-home safety evaluation, connecting that family to in-home care providers, okay, that our franchisees have worked with and vetted and know their reputation. So it's a good service when the family can have someone giving them that consultation as to the best resource for that. We also do several other services. For example, long-distance caregiving support. We have a peace of mind program. We help families transition their loved one into nursing homes for long-term care, which is a whole nother animal. And something that's brand new in 2020 is our driving retirement program, which is called Beyond Driving with Dignity. And this is something we're super excited about. We have an exclusive on this, and our franchisees are able to offer assessments to families to help transition their senior into driving retirement, or take the keys away is kind of the concept there.
Sure. I really like that, you know, Beyond Driving with Dignity program, because I imagine that kind of is often one of the first steps in the process when people are getting concerned about their aging parents. And it's a good intro to the family. You know, I'm in my late 40s, and I hear that all the time from friends that say, oh gosh, you know, I can't believe my dad is still driving. It terrifies me. And it really takes the onus off the family if they're able to bring in a professional who has this program to assess, you know, whether the individual should still be driving.
Yeah. And, you know, there is a fee for that. So it's a revenue source for our franchisees. It's not a big fee. Okay. Most franchisees are charging about $400 for that session. And they give, you know, the family strategies to help them get the keys away from mom or dad. The interesting thing about our business is that we are a need business. Okay. We're not a want. And I always use this analogy when I'm talking to my candidates going through our process. Sometimes it comes up that people might say to me, well, you know, don't people want to live at home? And I'm like, well, yes, of course. Nobody raises their hand and says, hey, I want to go to that assisted living community. You know, it is a need. And it's the single most stressful decision that a family can make for their loved one. And there's a lot of moving parts. 70% of those who are transitioning from, you know, their home environment are doing this because they might have been injured or have some sort of illness. So that perpetuates or snowballs the situation to go down the road of really evaluating if mom or dad are fit to live at home. You know, what are the next steps? Okay, do we get in-home care? Is it best to move mom or dad to a community? What type of community? If they have a deeper medical need, do they need to go into long-term skilled nursing or a nursing home? So our program is all encompassing to really evaluate the best course of action for the loved one. Okay. So it's not a, you know, just that linear service of senior placement assistance.
We touched on revenue streams a bit. So as far as senior placement, I imagine that makes up the bulk of the revenue, right, for a franchisee?
It does. It's probably about 80% right now, but our elder care consulting is growing. And when we continue to add additional programs like the driving retirement program under elder care consulting, you can see how we are trailblazing, you know, that concept there and really, you know, pioneering a new angle for senior placement.
Sure. And I mean, one of the nice things about the elder care consulting is there's a recurring component to that, whereas I believe the placement is just a one-time fee, correct?
Yeah. And you know, that's a great point, Greg, because yes, senior placement is a one-time fee. You know, franchisees match up their clients to the right community and they get paid that one-time fee. Elder care consulting, you know, we have at least a half a dozen services under the elder care consulting umbrella, and, you know, they can be that recurring revenue.
Yeah. And the franchisees for senior placement, you mentioned they're directly compensated by the assisted living location. So is that something that Senior Care Authority negotiates and has those agreements in place?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the answer is yes, sort of. So we do have, we have national accounts where we have a pre-negotiated agreement. So when the franchise owner makes a placement into a national account location, then they're paid the negotiated rate. And then if there isn't a negotiated contract, that's what they do on their own. However, we do on-the-job training, you know, to help them get the first round of contracts in place. Though it's not a heavy lifting type of side of the business, because the franchisees are marketing agents. They're marketing agents for the communities, and the communities really value their service to bring in vetted residents.
Sure. No, that makes sense. And just kind of back to a typical client, or I imagine, you know, more often than not, the franchisee is dealing with the adult children of the actual senior individual, right?
Yeah, correct. That is the client and the demographic that we are marketing to are those, you know, who are 50 plus, sometimes, you know, 40 plus. And so, yes, spot on.
How does, you know, marketing work, or how does a franchisee get leads, or, you know, get connected with these families, essentially?
Yeah. So this business is, in from a marketing standpoint, business to business marketing. Okay. So we're not going business to consumer directly. I mean, we do have business to consumer marketing, but it isn't the focus. So the business to business marketing is specialized in that there's a certain set of professionals out there that we work with, we target to get their referrals. So we have that's a key component of our training program, is what we call professional referral source training. And who are we targeting for professionals? Hospitals. So at the hospital level, think of social workers, discharge planners, certified nurse assistants, geriatricians, gerontologists, those are the top ones. At a skilled nursing facility, we're targeting case managers and social workers, in-home care companies, elder care attorneys, financial advisors, real estate people, and so forth. But those are kind of the top ones. When that family is transitioning their loved one and trying to create a plan, they're connecting to a lot of different resources. And let me circle back to my comment about 70% are either injured or ill. Okay. So at the hospital level, that makes sense, right? So a discharge planner, for example, is they have to have a discharge plan to release the patient. You know, in that plan, there may be the directive that this person shouldn't move back home. They should be transitioned immediately to an assisted living community. But the discharge planner doesn't set up that discharge to a community. It's up to the family to do that. So the discharge planner will communicate to the family. And this is not the day of course, of the discharge. This has probably been planned out, you know, for a few days in advance. But the family is the one who it's on them to find the community. And so the discharge planner may give them a recommendation to a couple of communities, but, you know, that's kind of hit or miss. It's not their job. It's not their responsibility. If that relationship is set up with our franchise owner, with the discharge planner, they're helping that discharge planner. You know, they're really kind of taking the weight off of them. The discharge planner is talking to the family, and the family says, well, I don't know where we're going to go. We haven't had time to figure it out. And so the discharge planner says, well, you know, I have a great resource for you. I'm going to put you in contact with a professional that can help you. And so you can kind of see how that's such a great win for everybody all around, right?
Oh, no. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to your point, they're dealing with so many people. And, you know, during those stressful times, I could see how overwhelming this could be, having to make all these decisions at once and, you know, decisions you may or may not been having thought about having to make. So absolutely. Yeah, I could see it being a great resource. This kind of ties in nicely to a question I was going to ask is, as far as being a good candidate for a franchisee, because it seems like this person would have to be comfortable networking, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, build it. This is a relationship building business. And really having those strong relationships with the professional referrals is the top deal in our franchise. I mean, our franchisees really need to be able to secure those relationships because that's going to fill their pipeline with families to work with. And so that's the real key here. This is such a unique business opportunity. It's a service that sort of falls under the radar. And what I mean by that is that families who go through this, they get stressed out and they don't realize that help is out there, right? For this specific area, meaning if they need a placement assistance situation or they need some sort of elder care consulting. Obviously, they know that they're getting help at the hospital or from an elder care attorney, from maybe their real estate person, but who's that person to kind of bring it all together and make everything cohesive and less stressful? That's our franchise owner.
Sure. Yeah, no, it makes sense to kind of have someone kind of quarterbacking the thing. And it's an owner operator model, right? Like you really like the owner to be the.
Yeah. So yeah,
the one doing the work, right?
A business where that owner operator is creating a reputation for themselves out there. They're, you know, that reliable consultant that, you know, folks can turn to, but kind of circling back to the candidate that you were mentioning, strong networkers are definitely what we're looking for. And so a lot of times, people think that you have to have a healthcare background and, you know, the top producers in our model are those who have more traditional sales and marketing backgrounds. Those who have a strong sales background are the ones who really excel. The healthcare background can be beneficial, you know, because we have some people who do have healthcare backgrounds, and they bring in relationships that might already be there. So that's the one advantage. But there's not, you know, so much, you know, information that the franchise owner needs to learn from a regulation standpoint or all these medical, you know, type of
terminology.
Yeah. I mean, it's a marketing model is what it is.
Sure. And you just happen to be dealing with people during a pretty stressful part of their.
But there is a lot of training. Okay. So, you know, they do learn the regulations of Medicare and Medicaid for their state. That's an example of, you know, some detailed information that they'll learn. So, you know, I don't want to say that this isn't a sort of higher level franchise in terms of, you know, knowledge and education. We have over 100 hours of training. We have two certifications, the Certified Senior Advisor and Certified Dementia Practitioner. So I always tell, you know, candidates in my discovery process that the good news is there's a lot of training. The bad news is there's a lot of training.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. I saw that there was some, you know, certifications required. So like once agreements are signed, typically how long before someone's operational?
Well, the training itself is about 90 to 120 days, that core training. So, you know, I would say that, you know, being truly operational starts around month 5. Okay. Now, that isn't to say that, you know, a franchisee can't generate business between months 1 and 5, which many of our new owners do. We're just going to be there coaching them and holding their hand.
Let's talk a little bit about the territory as far as how a territory is defined and that sort of thing.
So we do offer exclusive territories and we set up a geographical footprint. The main data point that we look at is we set up a territory by facilities or communities, if you will. So we download all of the licensed assisted living and memory care communities in that particular geographical footprint. And we have a benchmark of how many communities need to be in a territory to support a valid territory. And, you know, it is a sort of a fluctuating number, but the average is around 100 locations. And when I say it's a fluctuating number, what I mean by that is some states have really, really big communities and some states have, you know, very small communities. Okay. So there could, like California, we have a lot of communities that are what we call 6 or 8 bed residential care homes. And then on the East Coast, they have, you know, communities that have 100 or 200 rooms. So that's the dynamic there. So what we do is we not only do the location data point, but we do beds. So the number of beds in a community, and it needs to be about 4,000 beds. Okay. So then we back that up with assigning zip codes. So the zip codes are exclusive to the owner's territory. And as a rule of thumb, an owner's territory, unless it's in a more rural area, is about an hour driving distance point to point.
How does it, I could imagine, you know, someone locally saying, hey, you know, I know what you do. Are you able to help me with my parents in Boston, for example? Is there a in-network referral between franchisee partners?
Yes. So we do have that in-network referral. And if a franchise owner refers to another franchise owner's territory, that franchise owner takes the ball and then pays a referral fee to the referring franchisee of 30%.
How many locations around the country do you guys currently have?
We have 70 locations around the nation, 50 franchisees. So, you know, there is an opportunity for a multi-territory owner. And we have, you know, a few of them in our system.
I'm sure that the system has, you know, the bandwidth for quite a bit more locations.
Yeah, our goal is, 300 plus locations in the next 5 years. So we have plenty of territory available. You know, some of our top markets. I mean, I can go through that if you'd like.
Yeah, sure. If there's a handful of target markets that you really like to get into, that might be interesting.
Yeah. So Los Angeles, Austin, San Antonio, Houston, Miami, all of the kind of Detroit area, that southeastern Michigan area, Milwaukee, Oregon, Washington, we're wide open. We're wide open in Indiana. Wide open in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Maine, Raleigh, North Carolina is a great market. That's another one we're looking for. Also Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. So those are a few. We have a lot of opportunity out there.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I mean, it's frustrating when when I'm working with a candidate and there isn't territory available, you know, for a particular brand. So that's encouraging to hear that you guys have a lot available.
And we also have some of our competitors that, you know, are pretty saturated.
Yeah, for sure. And I think the elder care consulting is really, you know, sets you guys apart. So I'm sure that's a really nice add-on. What's a typical investment to become an owner?
So this is a low investment franchise opportunity. And the upfront fees, including the onboarding, $57,500. And then you'll have a first year investment of up to $87,700.
Yeah, that is really reasonable. And, you know, I know it's a home-based business, so that certainly helps keep costs down as well.
Yeah, it's home-based and no employees required, though many of our franchisees do bring on assistance as they develop the business.
Yeah, I also read it's popular for, you know, spouses or partner teams. I could see that being a good fit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is a great second, third career type of business. And then what often attracts those spouse teams is that it's that feel-good component, helping their community. Something that they can do together where they can get satisfaction. So that's one of the reasons why it lends so well to spouse teams. And we have a fair amount of spouse teams in our system.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And I imagine anyone who's gone through this personally the service would really, you know, resonate with them as well.
Oh yeah. 70% of our franchisees in our system have gone through the process themselves and really are attracted to this because it was very stressful and they want to help others. I mean, I hear that over and over, you know, with some of our really passionate franchisees who've gone through our discovery process and they're like, that was just so hard on me. And I said to myself, the franchisee says to themselves that they don't want to see anybody else go through what they went through and they want to help others.
Yeah. I mean, that's great to have a business opportunity like this where it's a reasonable initial investment and you can do quite well as the business owner and also, you know, feel like you're giving back to the community and kind of passionate about, you know, what you're doing, helping others.
And the scalability is kind of interesting. So, you know, this can be scaled with, you know, many years of revenue to build for a franchisee. Or, you know, if, you know, the franchisee kind of wants to use this as a retirement business, that it's a great retirement business. But it provides really good work-life balance. So because it's an owner-operator model, you know, the franchisee can really, you know, manage their time and manage, you know, their growth. I mean, I mentioned that some franchisees bring on employees, and if they bring on like one person to do work in the business, they can really amp up their revenues, right? But it's not super expensive for them to do that.
And I know the brand has won a lot of awards. I was impressed when I was kind of researching it, you know, awards for things like franchisee satisfaction and top home-based franchise, top franchise for women owners. And on top of that, the founder, Frank Sampson, he's really well-known in the industry, right? I know he's authored a few books. So that's great to have that leadership on the team.
Yeah, for sure. The awards really validate the system, you know, in the industry. And we also have great franchisee validation. One of the reasons why our franchisee validation is so strong is because of one of the awards that we received by Franchise Business Review, that Franchisee Satisfaction Award. And, you know, we've been on that list for 5 years. But this year, what's really unique about, you know, what happened with this list this year, when they did the ranking of the senior companies, we ranked as the number three franchise in all of senior care as surveyed by our franchisees, okay? Because the franchisees fill out that survey, the scores come in, and then they rank all the companies. And like I said, we were number three, but we were number one in placement assistance.
That's great. As a franchise, you know, consultant, that's good to hear, because whenever you get to that validation stage with your candidates, you know, you always... It's encouraging to know that, get good feedback from the existing owners.
One of the things that I'm told by our new franchisees over and over again, when they get their franchise awarded and then they come into the system, you know, they talk to us about our process of discovery and how personalized it was and how it helped them come to the decision. We're a little bit different in how we go through our discovery process. You know, we're not gunning for our candidates to get to a discovery day and have a lot of pressure. We try to take a very personalized approach where the prospect can talk to everybody on our team. So they'll, you know, have educational presentations. We have four key phone calls that our prospects participate in on. And they're also speaking with our executive team and doing franchise owner validation. At the end of that process, the candidate feels that they really had sort of that warm and personal one-to-one conversation with, you know, the folks that they're going to be working with in the system. And I think that really makes a difference with us.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I tell candidates all the time, it's just, you know, it's like you're getting married. So it's got to be the right fit going both ways. You know, you're really getting into business with someone. So it's important. So that's great to hear. If a listener wanted to learn more kind of about the process, is the best place to start with your website?
As far as the discovery process?
Yeah, as far as learning more about the brand and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, the Senior Care Authority franchise opportunities area has some good information, but you know, I always recommend just reach out to me directly and let's talk.
Sure. Yeah, no, I'd be happy to get folks in touch with you as well. So Laura, this has really been great. I've enjoyed it. Thanks again for joining us today. And I really enjoyed learning more about Senior Care Authority.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Franchise Hounds. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover in a future episode, or would like to work with me directly to explore franchise ownership opportunities, please reach out through the form on our website at franchisehounds.com.